855-855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's right. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. And since it is the show about your calls, let's go ahead and take Asher calling in from Michigan. Asher, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling.
I wanted to talk about the weather lately. Just not even just in the United States, but across the world has been really extreme. And we're seeing it with, like, these tornadoes in Oklahoma and stuff like that. It's just... there's something going on, it seems like, that's bigger than any global warming kind of, like, ideas that Al Gore put out to the public. It seems like there's some kind of natural cycle happening.
Well, I mean, some of the claims of the folks that are, you know, global warming folks is that, you know, that the more extreme weather conditions will occur. But I don't know that I'm necessarily even accept the premise, Asher. Have you seen some study that says that weather is worse in, you know,
yeah,
overall?
I can say I've seen some videos on YouTube that put together news footage of all kinds of earthquakes and tornadoes and stuff like that, and they'll say, "The end of the world is near. Repent," you know, but I don't necessarily buy that, you know.
Jesus is bringing us tornadoes.
There's speaking of YouTube, there is one that I watch, and it's a channel, the Hawkeye Davis channel, and this guy puts together these clips, and it doesn't have, like, the whole repent thing at the end. He has, like, clips of news clips from around the world of all these, like, extreme weather events that are happening, and I have read lots of articles. There's some scientists in Russia now who are actually saying that we're entering a global cooling phase and that we could be seeing a mini ice age like the one that was between the 1300s and the mid-1800s, and they say that that one may have been caused by volcanoes pumping a lot of dust into the atmosphere, but there is actually an upswing in volcanic activity as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you put together news clips, it can look really compelling, but I guess we have to remember that the news is always going to highlight the most extreme weather happenings, right?
So, well, like,
I mean, that's what they do.
Joplin, in that whole time period, in, like, 2011, we had these, like, tornado swarms and, like, these huge F5 tornadoes. Just, like, you know, there is definitely, like, and it's not just, like, what scientists and the media are telling us. It's what people should be able to witness on their own, the change in weather. Last year, I live in Michigan. It was like March. It was like 80 degrees outside, and this year is a total polar opposite. I mean, it's the beginning of June. It's like 60 degrees. It's supposed to be cooler tomorrow.
If it were true, I would say that there's definitely something to be said for natural cycles and that the Earth does see extreme changes in temperature types. There was a time that we know of that humans saw where Antarctica, you know, didn't have ice, really. You know, you can't, like, I understand how these scientists, you know, they want to come out and they want to create, like, all these warnings and all this stuff, but sometimes the Earth is just having a nice little change, you know what I mean?
I agree with you there. I'm not a fearmonger, but it is, I mean, it's very, very obvious that there's something happening that is unusual. You can't blame El Nino 6 years in a row. I mean, there's drastic changes. There's pictures of Japan. They have snow that is literally, it's like 20 feet high in the
Jeez.
Mountains in Japan. There's, you
but
know, I mean,
Japan does get snow, right?
Yeah.
And it's not, generally not as much snow as they're getting now. And okay. Earlier last year, there was snow in as low as South Africa was getting snow, which is usually a place that doesn't have that kind of climate. I mean, there's also a lot of red tides happening all over the place right now.
Yep. But there's a good chance that red tides being caused by poop being pumped into the water. I mean, I'm from Sarasota, Florida, and red tide absolutely is occurring on a far more frequent basis than it was, but it has to do with even the water that's treated has more stuff in it that makes these little algae happy or
right.
whatever, and that, you know, I mean, there's just more people living next to the water.
And also changes in the atmosphere, CO2 levels, stuff like that can add to the growth of red, you know, funguses and like that, you know, bacteria, stuff like that. There's, when the weather's changing, the climate's changing, things are going to, it's just, you know, it's like a pyramid. One thing affects another. There's like all these animal die-offs are increasing, and by the million fish dying all over the world right now. And I mean, you guys can chill it out as much as you want and ignore it, and I try to blame it on something, or, oh, this is natural. But people really should try to at least accept the possibility that there is something big happening. And that, well,
yeah, so do you have a speculation as to what this big thing might be?
It's not for me to say. I'm not a scientist. Okay. I work at Walmart in the meat department. I'm not a physicist, but I am intelligent, and I pay attention to the things that are going on around me. I don't have to rely on NBC News to tell me that something's wrong when I can witness it with my own eyes.
I have a question. You know, what do you think you're going to do to prepare for this, whatever it might be?
Well, the thing that, you know, I don't know what could happen, and this could just be a short cycle and things get back on track, and, you know, but in the event that something did happen, unfortunately, I don't have the money to afford to do, like, these underground, like, shelters and stuff like that, like you actually had advertised on the commercial beforehand. You know, for me, the most important thing to me is to prepare and spend the time with my family and value every moment that I have. Because if something big is going to happen, there's really nothing that I don't think mankind can do to change it at this point. You know, if they're saying by the end of the ice caps would be gone. Now they're saying 2015, during the summer, the ice caps would be completely melted up in the Arctic. I mean, that's big. You know, what's that say? What's going to happen to New Jersey and New York when that happens?
Hard to say. I imagine that there's some property that is going to get more valuable and some property that's going to get underwater. I do appreciate the call, Asher. Thanks so much. 855 453. I don't know what to do about the weather situation because it doesn't seem like anybody knows
there's
what's going
we
to happen.
Can do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I guess unless maybe move inland or move south or north or something like that.
I got some friends who have oceanfront property or gulffront property in Sarasota. They haven't lost any land yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with that.
Could happen fast.
Could.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. I must color myself a bit skeptical about this whole thing. I'm not saying that I don't think in models that carbon dioxide increases, is a greenhouse gas. It is. But I don't know what that means.
You know, I can't help but think, just real quick, that if the government was so worried that New York City was going to go underwater, which is what would happen.
That would be a very real concern.
Yeah. I have to believe they'd already have gone to guns over this, and they have not, especially if it's 2015.
Martania's upset.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let's go to Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to say that if you're worried about getting flooded, you should go up into higher terrain.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what I did. When I lived in Keene, I lived over in an area where... Well, when was it the storm we had, the flooding we had in Keene, the real big one?
In 2005, there was flooding here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And, you know, the whole basement filled right up with water. And
you got yourself a little swimming pool.
Yeah, well, there was cars floating down the street and boats and canoes. And I just said,
pool
toys.
You
know, I'm not staying here. So I moved up at a higher elevation, but... I have to agree with some respect with the last caller. We have had some odd weather. I mean, was it just last week they just got a hellacious dump in the snow up northern part of Vermont?
Yeah, there's weird weather, but I think that this area is known for weird weather. I mean, you know, there's stories of where I'm from, sort of the hills around Keene, the mountains, whatever terminology you want to use for that, and there's all kinds of recorded situations where, it snowed in June.
Oh, sure, absolutely. It hailed up here where I'm at today about the size of, peas. And,
it's weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Robert, I do appreciate the call. 855-453. You can call in. Talk about your speculation on the weather, too. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Uh, As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Cerederm. Cerederm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Cerederm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Cerederm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Cerederm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call, talk about whatever you want here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands you want at the lowest prices that you're likely to be able to find on the internet. They would describe them as rock bottom prices, but I've never found a price lower than Man Ventures on anything I've ever bought from their website. And I bought a lot of different stuff from Man Venture. So whether you need tents or water purification or apparel, boating equipment, optics, fish finders, firearm accessories, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, knives, tactical flashlights, whatever it is that you might need for the outdoor enthusiast, be it you or someone you love, it's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're a family-owned organization. I've been working with them for quite some time, I guess going on 2 years now, manventureoutpost.com. And they've got really great prices. And they'll get it out to you quick. It's manventureoutpost.com. By the way, you can go and get at the website, you can go to the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, and you can see us waving at the camera. It's cam.freetalklive.com. It's just one of the myriad of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Let's go to Too Slim, calling in from Missouri. Too Slim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
All's well.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I put a one Bitcoin in your tip jar on Thursday.
That's a,
so
that's a big tip on a Bitcoin tip jar. Wow. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's so kind.
That was my first, I guess you would call, purchase with Bitcoins.
Transaction.
I bought them last fall. It was around $12 per Bitcoin, and they're up around, what, 127, 130 right now. So I figured, what the heck?
120 at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about 3 years now, and I figured, it's entertaining, and I'd give you all a contribution, and I would encourage anybody else who really enjoys this program to do the same thing, whether or not it's with Bitcoins or, however.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. But I listen to you guys every night while I'm driving down the road. I drive a truck, and 5 nights a week. Yeah, between Springfield, Missouri, and St. Louis. And
so, do you just you get it up on your cell phone through whatever the device is?
I listen to you on XM. And
okay.
So I don't really get the whole program like
not the whole show.
They switched it up on me. So
they'll switch it up again.
Yeah. Well,
Free Talk Live makes. Go ahead.
I'm a little miffed about that, but other than that, it's. It's a great program, and I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate everything you all are doing. And, I went down that conspiracy theory rabbit hole that you all talk about quite a bit, listening to Alex Jones too much. And
I think he's got an interesting show, and he certainly brings up a lot of good points.
Well, yes, he does. And like you all say, he's really good about exposing the whole police state thing.
Yep.
But I appreciate also the fact that you all kind of got me out of the rabbit hole to kind of look at things a little bit differently and be more proactive versus just running around, with your head stuck in the sand or not even that, but, just going down the rabbit hole and not being open-minded.
Productive. Too Slim, I really appreciate your call, and thanks for your contribution to Free Talk Live. Appreciate that. 855 450 free. And if you have Bitcoins and you want to, or you want to find out about Bitcoins, it's all at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We have been early adopters of the idea of Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live, and I do support them as a way to increase human freedom on the planet. I think that there's too much control through governmental organizations and banking organizations when it comes to our interactions through fiat currency, and Bitcoins will change that.
Yeah.
Just by adopting them.
Yeah, absolutely. Just using them, changes everything.
And I just want to get it clear, with the Bitcoin tips that go to Free Talk Live, that's you and Ian get those, right, Mark?
Actually, Ian gets them.
Ian gets them, okay. So if the people want to tip me or Brian directly, you can do that through our own websites. We don't get any of the Free Talk Live Bitcoins.
We haven't plugged your websites this evening, so yeah. Go ahead and do that.
Sure, mine is Sovryn Tech, which is SOVRYNtech.com.
And mine is Pork Therapy. It's PORCtherapy.com. Or you can also hear me on a Bitcoin podcast, which is called Let's Talk Bitcoin, and that's at letstalkbitcoin.com.
We've got Bitcoin experts here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to and by the way, yes, Ian does get the Bitcoins here, but Ian puts a lot into Free Talk Live. It's not just his job, it's his hobby too. I don't begrudge him some Bitcoins. I feel that helps me, and doesn't need to be split entirely in that way. So let's go to Jim calling in from Michigan. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm talking about union and marriage. Marriage is between a male and a female. And
really?
Pardon me?
Really? Okay.
Well, that's...
Not here in New Hampshire, it's not.
Well, that's the whole problem. They're misinterpreting what the Bible says. A marriage is between a male and a female.
Well, why does the Bible get to be the
problem?
What's the Bible have to do with marriage?
Well, that's what this marriage is described. Actually, a union between a male and a female.
Do you think that marriage didn't exist before somebody published a Bible?
Well, I don't know.
I don't either. I suspect that it did. It's a really practical arrangement for raising kids and living a life, right? I mean,
yes.
It's nice.
Yes, that's very true.
And I think different cultures probably had different takes on marriage. Perhaps some of them had, say, communal marriages and that kind of thing.
There was a lot of men with multiple wives in the Bible, weren't there?
Yep, there's that too.
That is true. Yep.
So I would prefer that a government not adopt the biblical definition of a marriage, but that churches decide who they're going to marry and who they're not going to marry. That would be, for me, I think that's really the best way to do it, is that if governments were to just get out of the marriage business, and I understand it's a long road from there, but their government license for marriage really was started post-Civil War in order to prevent black men from marrying white women. It is a...
That's the reason to license something, is to be able to deny permission to certain people.
Right. Why else would you license something unless you want to deny permission to someone?
Well, that's true. When you bring up government, you got a very good point there. Our part-time do-nothing Congress needs to get their head straightened out and do something that's good for the country, not for their political gains.
I wish they'd get in canoes and paddle east. That would make me happy for the do-nothing Congress. That's the kind of thing I want to see. They need exercise. We could get them the really thin sculling boats. Once they get on the Atlantic, it could get a little rough for them, though.
Right. And you know another thing, too. I was listening one time to, I think it was the Prime Minister of England. They could only actually campaign for 6 months, and each candidate, no matter where the amount comes from, they're limited to $150,000, because it was on a Dave Letterman show. And he said that we don't have time to say this one did that. He said,
Jim, I've got to drop you. We're at the end of the break here. 855 453, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's how we do it here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is heard on more than 100 great radio stations around the country, 2XM channels. We've got our own satellite channel on Free to Air. There's the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. We have listen lines for those that can't get our stream off the internet through their smartphone. Maybe you got a dumb phone. Maybe you just don't have very good connectivity. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and find the listen lines there and all kinds of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. We try to make it easy for you, and that's our goal, is to have you listen to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. It's listen.freetalklive.com. BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. There's currently a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro, and that's the lion's share of what they've got for sale at BitcoinStore.com is consumer electronics. So if you're looking for a laptop or a desktop or a flat-screen TV or a tablet or whatever kind of consumer electronics you're looking for, go to BitcoinStore.com. Check out the pricing there, because I think that it's a fair statement to say that more than half the items there are significantly less costly than you're going to be able to find on the internet. We call it wholesale because it is wholesale. BitcoinStore.com is the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real world items. It's bitcoinstore.com. Free shipping on all orders over $100 and $5 flat rate on anything below $100. So bitcoinstore.com. Guys, let's go to Alessia. Alessia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I have a lot on my mind.
Alicia? Okay. Is that right, yes. Alessia?
Alicia's fine. I have a lot on my mind.
Great.
I have a lot on my mind about real patriots and people who actually care versus people who are interested in their own self-worth and self-propriety. I think that everybody should look upon not only themselves, but also their neighbors to see if everybody is breathing clean, fresh air and, you know, just accepting one another as we all are. Because, you know, no matter what, this country has been divided and redivided and named and renamed and all of these kinds of things. And I come from a very steep and very, very nasty background in racism and hatred.
And so you think the country's divided along the lines of racial divisions? Is that what your concern is?
I feel like the country could go that way.
It has in the past certainly been divided on racist principles, yeah.
I definitely think that it could go that way again. I am a human being who was raised on the North American continent by Anglo-Europeans and also Native Mexicans, which are the same as Native Americans without borders drawn. But the thing that all people want is to know that not only are they going to be okay, but their children are going to be okay, and their grandchildren are going to be okay. And I've also come from a line of human beings who came to the East Coast of the United States and owned a bunch of slaves. Because, I mean, my family's past is so nasty and so bloody, and that's why I felt like I should call. Because
but doesn't that really just not matter?
Going back into this circle.
Oh, I think it matters. I can see why it matters to her.
Well, I mean, you didn't have anything to do with what your, your fathers, your grandfathers, your great grandfathers might have done. All you could do is live your life and live it in the, you know, fairest and most equitable way.
I completely agree with you, and I do that. I live my own life, but then at the same time, I also have to. I mean, because my ancestors, they were Christians, and they felt like what they were doing at the time was the right thing to do. I don't agree with that. I feel like it's my responsibility to make things clear that the past is the past and the future is the future, and we're all moving into that same future together, and we should move into it as gracefully and happily as we can.
Hear, hear. Thanks for the call, Alicia. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Apparently, there was a standoff between the police in L.A. and an armed gunman. Is that correct?
Armed gunman would be in quotes. and, yes, this story is from Polygon.
What is Polygon?
Polygon is it's a blog site, essentially, and they report on a lot of tech news.
Tech news, okay.
And even gaming news, which you'll find where the relative of that. Late last night, this is from May 31st, so I guess that'd be Thursday night. Late last night, the offices of Los Angeles-based independent game studio Roboticy were stormed by the Los Angeles Police Department after a curious designer pressed the building's panic button. Studio founder Robert Bowling told Polygon, "The 9/11 response ended in a tense showdown with a life-sized statue of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2's Simon, quote-unquote, Ghost Riley, which the police mistook for a gunman."
Seems pretty fair. I mean, he looks like a gunman, right? He's Call of Duty.
It looks very realistic. And by the game designer's design, these characters are meant to look as real as possible. The guns are based upon as real a gun as possible.
Is that an M4?
I'm looking at it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And so four police officers did arrive. Now, bear in mind, they weren't just like driving down the street. And then they see this character in the window, because there is this statue of a Call of Duty character in the window.
Yeah, they got a call on this one.
Right. Someone accidentally hit the panic button, apparently. The guy didn't realize it, but they get up there and they see this, you know, very realistic looking statue. And it's a tense showdown. At 7:10 p.m., four officers arrived at the front of the building, only to find that there was no way to get in from that side. As they moved around toward the back, where Robotic Key's entrance is located, the officers spotted Bowling's life-size statue of Ghost standing at the attention with his gun at the ready. So they made entry.
I'm surprised they didn't just shoot it.
Yeah, I'm amazed that the guns weren't just instantly drawn. They are. There's a picture and the article. I mean, they're coming up with shotguns, and they have their guns drawn when they finally get up to the office. And it's four police officers. And Bowling said about, let's see, they arrested him, Bowling, who was there, and he's the guy that accidentally hit the panic button.
They arrested him?
Yeah, they got him out of there. You know, they told him to put his hands up, the whole business, and then 15 minutes later, Bowling says, the officers emerged laughing. They had mistaken Ghost for a real threat and had nearly taken him down.
I'm really glad that they had a good sense of humor about this, because this seems like one of those...
It's all fun and games until someone gets shot.
Right. They make this Call of Duty game. I can see why they would put their main character there. If they made a Superman game, I can see why they'd put Superman up there. So they got this, their money maker in their window. Their money maker happens to look like some dangerous individual with a gun. And I'm really glad that the police took this reasonably well, because they could very well have, you know, made a big old deal about this and, you know, sued, and I couldn't even tell where this could go, but I'm surprised they didn't just get shot from the street just blowing holes in the statue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you can see it, and the pictures are, again, we'll put it up on the Facebook page, but the pictures are clearly, you can see this guy standing from outside. You know, cars could drive by and you could notice it, but anyway, they didn't fine Bowling for a false alarm. They just wrote it all up as a miscommunication. And, I mean, at least kudos for that they didn't take it seriously.
Maybe they should be charged for a false alarm. Anyway, I can tell you, as a volunteer firefighter, I've responded to my fair share of false alarms. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Might be able to do something here in the final segment with you. 855-450-FREE.
Or Skype.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We may be able to slip you in here in the final moments of Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. And when you do your online shopping, specifically at places like Amazon and Newegg, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. There, we've got links. If you'll just go find those links, bookmark them. They are a tremendous help to Free Talk Live and our work here on the air, spreading the ideas of liberty. And, you know, Free Talk Live, we reach a lot of ears, and this is a great way to support, the spreading, the transfer of the ideas of liberty. These think tanks and liberty organizations out there, they're really good at reaching academics and young people and some targeted groups, but nobody brings the ideas of liberty around the world like Free Talk Live does, I think. And I'm reasonably certain of that. So when you do your online shopping, do it at shop.freetalklive.com. Brian, apparently there are as many people incarcerated now here in the United States as there were in Stalin's Soviet Union.
This is true. The story is there are now more Americans in jail than there were in Stalin's Gulag Archipelago.
Yeah, that was the terminology they used to use for it.
Right, right. And let's see, there are now more Americans in jail, 6 million, than there were in Stalin's Gulag, reports Fareed Zakaria in a column called Incarceration Nation.
Zakaria, Fareed Zakaria.
Is that it? Name. Okay.
Yeah, he's...
Fareed, right?
What's that?
Not Fareek.
I thought it was Fareek.
It says Fareed.
Fareed, excuse me. Okay. I hear it on CNN, and I guess I didn't see it written.
That's all right. And it's not just a relative population thing. The U.S. has 760 prisoners per 100,000 citizens. So every 760 people out of 100,000 people in that big number you see for the amount of citizens in the United States is in jail.
And this is – so it's true based on the number of people in jail or true based on the percentage of the population?
That's it says
both.
Maybe both.
Okay.
How does that compare to other countries is where it goes on to?
Sure. They like to compare it to modern countries. And I think at that point, this terminology, you know, that comparison's old. It's
right.
It's interesting. The United States is the most incarcerating nation on the planet. But it doesn't seem to mean anything to the incarcerating, you know, the people that benefit from the system and advocate for more incarceration.
Well,
but I think that it's very interesting that this clearly historical bad guy incarcerated fewer people than the United States is currently.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting comparison because, like, now why compare it to Stalin? Because Stalin arrested, okay, everybody's like, well, Stalin, the communist, you know, he helped bring on the communist revolution and, or at least, you know, solidify it. But he was arresting other communists because he wanted to solidify all the power underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very interesting that, I mean, that really innocent people were being incarcerated by Stalin. And, you know, I mean, absolutely innocent people, and not even so much innocent people. There were people on his side, you know, like even like buddies of his that they were tossing into there.
Whatever it takes to deal with the competition.
Right, right. So I think it's a pretty interesting comparison to put it to. And then, again, you know, we're talking about a complete dictator, you know, one of the quote-unquote most evil guys in history,
right,
that we're beating him out in the amount of people that are in there. I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, by over 6 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
not even close.
No, right. It's an incredible number. I mean, we're eons beyond anything that anybody that he ever incarcerated. But it goes on to make the comparison with the other countries. And, I mean, obviously, you know, Germany has... and it uses the same number, where it was 760 prisoner per 100,000 citizens. It says Japan is 63 per 100,000. Germany's 90 per 100,000. France is 96 per 100,000. South Korea, 97 per 100,000. Britain, 153 per 100,000.
Is China on that list?
Because it doesn't have China.
I know the U.S. has more people incarcerated per capita than China, a lot of people are really surprised to hear that.
I think the only one you can compare it to is North Korea, which essentially everybody in North Korea is incarcerated except for maybe you know, a few.
That's true.
Those bamboo poles are all prison bars.
But that brings up a sort of an interesting... that kind of brings up an interesting comparison. Aren't we all incarcerated the same way as all the North Koreans are? They live in a worse place than we do. We have a much nicer country, but try to leave your country and go to another country without the proper documentation given out by your government.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Sure, absolutely. Just like I think you could equally make the point that anybody that lives in the United States, you know, any average person, he lives in occupied territory. You know, I mean, just try and do anything that's like against whatever this regime that runs everything, you know, wants. And
I think that's true in most countries, you know, around the world. But the United States' government, and I hesitate to use terminology like this, is more efficient than other governments.
They make it softer?
No, they're efficient in the sense that they can get it, they can see what you're doing. They've got better systems for catching people who might slide through the cracks.
All right, so they have like a better rat maze.
I suppose one can use that particular analogy, but you know, it's a difficult scenario because you can't, as a United States citizen, go anywhere and be essentially free of the people that claim you unless you go to another country, because pretty much all the land's taken up by other countries. And, you know, so what do you do? I mean, you can go to other countries, change your citizenship over, but you've got to pay some taxes, what they call taxes, but essentially, you know, a fee to cease to be a United States citizen. If I were to go live on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and make money through the internet by selling, I don't know, whatever it is that I, you know, virtual things I've created,
right,
I would still owe, according to the United States government, them money for me producing that stuff.
Yes.
If I never set foot on United States soil again, if I made more than $80,000 a year, or $160,000 if I was married and filed jointly, I would be supposed to pay them. And that's crazy. I mean,
that sounds like a prison to me. I have to say.
It's a slavery situation.
Slavery, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that it's not a prison in the sense that you can leave, but I mean, you know, certainly prisons have work release programs where they allow you to go and then you bring back money and give it to them. I was in one, and yeah.
That sounds like the situation.
I had to give them half my paycheck.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting comparison with the idea of it being a prison, because I mean, like, if you ask somebody to give you a definition of prison in the abstract, you know, how different would it be?
Countries, basically, citizenship is the new slavery.
Right.
It is, as technology has increased, communications increased, certainly the way we treat each other has gotten better and better over time, but countries claim to own you. What could you possibly call some organization that claims a portion of the fruits of your labor besides a master? I mean, that's what you do with slaves, you know?
Yeah, that's
totally.
Serfs, do you like that term better than slave? Fine, we'll go with serf, even though the Romans called their slave. Julius Caesar was a slave and was bought out of slavery.
Not just that, but they do expect some even moral support or mental obedience from you. I mean, I know if you're found out, if they suspect that you're leaving the U.S. for tax reasons,
right,
they will try to charge you more and maybe not let you leave.
Right, so they've got this sort of thought crime that goes with it. You have to grovel
and pretend, oh, I love paying my taxes.
You guys do such a good job with it.
I support the U.S. government voluntarily.
I love the way you administer, say, social welfare programs where 70 cents on it, every welfare dollar goes to middle-class bureaucrats that administer this program. Rather than me being able to give my money to, say, charitable organizations, which will be use it far more efficiently, I want to give it to you.
I love how you're keeping Bradley Manning in jail for being a whistleblower.
Thanks for that. And it's all these services I'm getting that I'm just not interested in. Do I want roads? Yes, I want roads. If the government would let me itemize the things I wanted from them, I think that would be fine. Now, I'll grant you, the government claims for itself a monopoly in the area of roads because it basically allows them eminent domain in order to build them, and no other company can build a road by taking your property away and giving you less money than you want for it. So, but if it just came down to you know, paying for the services that I want from government, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and the road thing, you know, I mean, that comes up all the time, right? But with the roads, it's interesting to point out that the wonderful, you know, freeway system or highway system, you know, give it whatever name you want, all of that was for military purposes. It wasn't even meant for you to use.
The initial purpose of the Dwight D. Eisenhower interstate system was in order to transport more efficiently military items.
Yeah, it was not for you to get easily from state to state.
It's the truth.
But who will build the road?
Who will build the military transport system? That's it. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, we'll be back in 21 short hours at FreeTalkLive.com and where you're listening now.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people
will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.